BBC News with Eileen McHugh. In the past few minutes, the United Nations has said the Islamic State group may be holding more than 100,000 civilians in the city of Mosul as human shields. An operation to retake the city, led by Iraqi government forces, began in November. IS has now been driven into a small part of the old city, and there are grave concerns for the safety of civilians who are trapped. The head of the European Union's police agency, Rob Wainwright, has told the BBC that the threat of terrorism is the highest for a generation as EU nationals return from fighting in Syria and Iraq. A report by Europol said there were more than 140 terror plots within the EU last year. The Russian military says it killed many Islamic State militants, including senior figures, in an airstrike in Syria last month. The raid targeted a large gathering in the city of Raqqa. A Russian Defense Ministry statement said it was checking information that the IS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was among the dead. A court in India has convicted six more people of involvement in a coordinated series of bomb blasts that tore through the city of Mumbai in 1993, killing 257 people. The Bombay Stock Exchange was hit, along with markets, hotels and an airport, in one of the worst terror attacks the country has experienced. Prosecutors in Switzerland say a former employee of the Swiss bank, Julius Baer, has been convicted of document forgery and failure to report suspected money laundering linked to world football officials. Jorge Arzuaga admitted setting up accounts that allowed football executives to receive hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes. And a team of archaeologists has uncovered a forgotten city in eastern Ethiopia, which is thought to date back as far as the 10th century AD. The city in the Hala region is believed to have been a trading centre, and artefacts from Egypt, India and China have been found there. BBC News.